You have Landon Shank on the outside, Kendall Anthus, and also an exchange student from the Netherlands, Tom Reischauer. He's a very versatile ball player and great to talk with. Junior's Bryce Fernald. He has much varsity experience. Alex Perry, probably his best outing was versus Bad Axe. So we're going to find a lot of people that are going to be contributors tonight. We just don't know who's going to do what.
Now we listen in to the coming home festivities here in Hyrum Beach. The King candidates are being introduced. We've heard from Sean Hessling, Caleb Hunter, Gavin Eisler, and now Jeffrey Oakley is being introduced. Let's listen in.
Jeffrey Oakley. Jeffrey is on the team of Oakley and escorted by Haley Flynn. Jeffrey played football all 4 years of high school. He also participated in X, Y, and Quiz Bowl. Nathan Seaman. Nathan is the son of Darren and Lynn Seaman and is escorted by Jenna Guzer. Nathan has participated in many athletics, including football, basketball, and track. He has also been active in both National Honor Society and Student Council. And now, please congratulate the Royal Court. The reigning king, Kevin Stein, escorted by Haley Puff, is here to crown our new king. Now it's time to find out who will be our homecoming king, or coming home king for 2020. Drum roll, no. Our new king is Nathan Seaman.
And congratulations to Nathan Seaman. He's the son of Darren and Lynn Seaman and escorted by Jenna Gusa tonight. When we return, we'll break down the keys of the Hyrum Beach Pirates. I'm coming home tonight from Hyrum Beach, Michigan, right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and performance-based pay. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises, 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road and M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
You've heard us talk about our new pediatrician at Sure, but now let's hear it straight from Dr. Carrie Rabinera.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie Rabinera. I want to thank everyone for such a warm welcome to the Thumb.
We hear so much about having a primary care provider, but why should families have a dedicated pediatrician?
I would say it's important for a couple of reasons. Pediatricians have specialized training in taking care of kids, both healthy and sick, and it's also nice to have somebody close by that you can go to for something as simple as a cold. I'm really excited to be able to help take care of the kids here in the Thumb. I'm excited to work with such a great group of people, and I'm just really excited to keep kids healthy.
You're seeing pediatric patients at Sure and Pigeon. But this is more than just newborns, right?
Yeah, so it's a common misconception. I do see kids from the time they are born up through about age 18. Health is such an important thing to a kid. If you're not healthy, if you're sick all of the time, you can't go to school, you can't learn well, it's hard to grow up and be a healthy, functioning adult. And so being healthy is important from the beginning.
You can learn more about Dr. Carrie Rabinera by watching her featured video on her website at sure.org. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
This week at More Motor Sales in Carroll, when you purchase any new or used vehicle, you will get free oil changes for one full year. That's right, buy any new or used vehicle this week at More Motor Sales in Carroll and get free oil changes for one full year. That includes every new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, truck, or Jeep, including the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ram 1500, and all F-150 trucks too. Don't miss this great opportunity only at More Motor Sales on M81 on the west side of Carroll.
I'm Todd Bowers from Owendale, Michigan. I'm in new car sales. at Moore Motors, and I've been doing it for over 12 years now. What gets me coming here every day is dealing with the great customers, people I've dealt with for many, many years, and I really enjoy it, and I look forward to coming to work every day. The best satisfaction I get with dealing with the customers is being able to get them what they want, being able to get them a truck that'll tow the trailer that they want and have all the equipment that they want and the color they want and make sure that they're 100% satisfied. You really do get more at Moore Motors.
D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth wants you to save more. In the month of February of 2020, D&M Cabinet Shop will be giving you up to 20% off on all Decora cabinets. You heard right. D&M Cabinet Shop is giving you up to 20% off all Decora cabinets in the month of February of 2020. Save even more at D&M Cabinet Shop and get that kitchen or bathroom you have always dreamt about.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in at the shop at 5230 Pretty Road.
Today, most farming operations are still family-owned and operated. So working with a local ag lender that understands you and your operation is now more important than ever. This is Brody Beachy, just one of the ag lenders with Bayport State Bank. With ever-changing technology and input costs, flexible terms and financing are now crucial to a successful farming business. So whether you are just beginning your career or an experienced farmer, let us personalize a lending package that best suits you and your operation. Great rates, exceptional customer service, and hometown values. Bayport State Bank is the bank local farmers trust. Shouldn't you?
With 8 ATM locations in Huron County, banking has never been easier. Bayport State Bank with office locations in Bad Axe, Bayport, and Pigeon. Equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
It's a Greer Thumb Conference crossover game with just 2 weeks left in the regular season. The Cass City Redhawks on the road to take on the Harbor Beach Pirates. And the Pirates tonight enter the game with a 12-4 overall record. They've gone 3-2 in the month of February so far. In the Greer Thumb East, the Pirates stand at 8-2. That puts them at a half a game behind Sandusky. Ubley also has two losses in the East standings. Ron Ruble has been the coach for the Harbor Beach Pirates for just a mere 27 years. Head coach since 1994 for the Pirates. In the last 9 years alone, Ron Ruble and the Pirates have gone 135-55, winning 71% of all games coached. For the Harbor Beach Pirate offense, they are the third best offense in the Greer Thumb Conference and the best in the East, behind only Reese and USA from the West. On average, the Pirates score 56 points per game. On defense, they're in the middle of the pack at number 7, but a stat that has continually improved through the year. Per each game of Harbor Beach plays, they're allowing 46.9 on defense. Average margin of victory stands at 9.1 in the black, which is the third best differential of all 14 GTC teams. Harbor Beach start off the season with their best start in 7 years with a 6-1 record, including a victory over the Reese Rockets back in December. Since then, the Pirates have gone 6-3 with losses against Ubley and Lakers by combined 3 points, but then a 33-point loss uglier than uglier at Sandusky when they scored just 17 points, and that was just 9 days ago. The good news, Harbor Beach is 7-0 when they play at home, John.
And that is probably the most important key, the 7-0 record at home. I'm sure that's a goal for the Pirates. I'm sure that when they sat down at the beginning of the season, they wanted to go ahead and take care of business on their own home court. And then, you know, that develops confidence as the season goes by, and that gets you through some tight games even on the road. So,
now, John Mooney, let's take a look inside that Harbor Beach huddle.
Well, Coach Ron Ruble's Harbor Beach Pirates, they are dependent upon good ball handling. They have to take care of the ball. And also the sharp shooting that's very timely for seniors Parker Yon, Michael Anderson, and, of course, junior Dylan Kadar, who pumped in 26 points, and that was with 8 threes and only missing 4 times against Ubley last Friday. We're also talking about sophomore Luke Woodkey, who is a good shot in himself. And when they're on, That's going to present opportunities for the Twin Tower brother duo on the inside, which would be sophomore Grant and senior Evan Smoglinski, who basically both own the glass.
It's time for a short break in the WLW Sports Network. Up next, we'll analyze the tale of the tape between the Kansas City Redhawks and the Harbor Beach Pirates. Keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Kansas City and Harbor Beach tonight.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Kansas City. DS